You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there! Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
Hi.
Round two.
If you're listening to this and you've been like on edge because we didn't release it at like midnight on Thursday, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we tried to record yesterday and it was like we were abducted by aliens.
And like demons were involved. That's really good. I don't know what's going on. It kept saying my computer hardware was having a problem and it was malfunctioning. And then it kept stopping and we kept going back and trying again.
Yeah, it kept like stop recording, but then was it really stopped recording? We don't know.
Hard to say, but then playing it back, it sounds like we're speaking in tongues.
Yeah. So now we're using my computer and my microphone.
Except it looks so old-timey.
But like I thought my computer was better than yours.
It is. It's a MacBook Air, and mine is a MacBook Pro, but an older MacBook Pro.
Right. Mine's from 2020.
But it looks like it's from 1920.
Yeah, like why? We're very grainy. Like it looks like when you guys, like...
Sepia filter?
Sepia, yeah. Or like when I watch like an older TV now, I'm like...
We're not in HD.
We're not in HD.
No.
So we'll see what it looks like, I guess.
I mean, as long as it sounds good, because we are an audio platform.
Yeah, that is true. We got faces for radio.
That's very rude. Well, we had a crazy weekend.
Yeah.
It was my birthday.
Yeah, the big 4-0.
I have joined the 40 club.
Lordy, lordy.
Lordy, lordy. Look who's 40. And why don't I have a t-shirt that says that?
I don't know. When I turned 40, like 18 months ago, you put a big sign on our garage door and I felt bad that I didn't do that.
Yeah. Sorry. The difference is yours is in the end of May. So it was beautiful out.
Yeah. Like I didn't know, like, am I going to be out there like in the snow, in the rain? Like I would have done that.
The
for
irony
you.
Is that I was in the rain. It was raining that day, but
May showers.
Spring. June.
No, I think it's April showers, yeah. Spring, May flowers.
Well, that's okay. And then...
I also felt like you're not really in a situation where you'd like your name plastered on our garage door.
Yeah, that's not for me.
Yeah.
But I appreciate it.
But
you could have written, lordy, lordy, look who's 40.
Yeah, I could have.
But then Mark across the street would have been like, who is it?
Yeah.
Excuse me. And then you, son of a gun, surprised me. My cousin and her husband flew in from Winnipeg.
Uh-huh.
And that was on Friday. And then on Saturday, our besties who are joining us over on the I Did Not Sign Up For This podcast came in from Edmonton to surprise me.
I know. It was surprises all around. You didn't even know.
They went so far as to walk backwards towards the house because they knew our doorbell would have recognized them and my phone might have... Yeah. Giving it away.
Even when they're out in the driveway, they're hiding their faces.
That's incredible.
I know. It was really
good. We got to post that video.
But then they screwed up and they're hiding from the camera in the doorway and they walk up backwards to our house. But in the last second, they turn around and it does say Amy's at your front door.
Well, I was too busy celebrating, not expecting a surprise.
I know.
So thanks for that.
Yeah, no problem.
Anywho, so this episode, I have a lot to say about it, actually, but let's get into it. What's the synopsis?
Okay, breaking up is hard to do. October 20th, 1997.
Yeah.
The Camden House feels like Heartbreak Hotel when Wilson and Mary split up and Matt gets a Dear John letter from Heather. We need to look up the, like, what's it called? The
epitomology?
Etymology. I know. I had it. I was like, epitomology?
Yeah.
The etymology of Dear John letters.
Because isn't a Dear John letter like you'd go off to war and if your girl found somebody else, the girl would send a Dear John letter?
Yeah, like, sorry, you're defending our country and putting your life at risk. I found somebody else. I'm hooking up with the girl next door.
Yeah.
That would have been our stories. I bet that happened
a lot. Also, to our American friends, happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
So this episode in, like, 2023 is coming out at the end of November, November 23rd. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be Thanksgiving this weekend for y'all.
For y'all. Black Friday?
Isn't it Black Friday, Thanksgiving, so Super Bowl?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So Thanksgiving is Thursday, and then Black Friday is Friday.
Oh.
Yeah, they're not like us. They don't do it on a Monday.
Yeah.
So yeah, Thanksgiving is tomorrow.
Today.
And then
Black Friday's tomorrow.
And then Cyber Monday on Monday.
Right. But isn't there a football thing on Sunday?
Like, it's all, like, there's many, many football games. They're just going to eat and watch football.
And shop.
Online and in store. Did you have a relative risk their life in, like, 1984 to get you some sort of Black Friday? Like, my aunt, like...
Why 1984?
Like, back when Cabbage Patch Kids were released.
My mom got a part-time job at Toys R Us to get us a Tickle Me Elmo.
There you go. My aunt, like, fought tooth and nail. I don't know what that means either. I mean, look at the etymology of that. For my Cabbage Patch Kid, Johnsy Ponzi.
And we still have him.
Yeah, he's bald. He's the prettiest one, but he was one.
Okay, so I think we should cover Simon first.
Yeah.
So Simon is on the phone with Nigel, and he needs a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Everybody in grade six. Has a boyfriend or girlfriend, is partnered up, is going steady, except for him, and he cannot be the last one.
Yeah, Nigel also has a girlfriend.
So he's got Cheryl's number, and he just has to call her.
Yeah.
And he phones her, and Cheryl answers.
And he can't get the words out.
I just think, like, who's naming these kids in the 90s? I guess they would have been born in the 80s, but even then.
Yeah.
Cheryl and
Janice.
But so he can't get the words out. So Cheryl hangs up on him. And then he's in school one day and Janice is like, hey, do you want to go steady? And he's like, yeah. And he regrets it because she doesn't understand boundaries and won't stop phoning him.
I really enjoy Janice's style. She had, like, a fake leather jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like she had, like, half cuts. That's what we call,
like,
capris in our home.
Yeah.
Maybe I've told this story before, but we were just in Value Village the other day and the sign said capris. And my daughter, who coined the term half cuts when she was like two, she's like, what are capris? And I was like, oh my God, they're half cuts. I'm like, you don't even know the right word. You're 13. Anyways, she had, like, capris.
Yeah.
With the skirt over top.
Oh, of course.
Like cotton skirt. Like, mm-hmm. It was like a couple layers. And then I feel like she had a turtleneck.
I think so. And she had, like, a perm with no apologies. You know what I mean? Like, it was just badass.
And she was just like, hey, Simon, you want to go steady?
And steady they went.
Yeah.
So he ended up having to break up with her because it was too much. And he was going to do the whole it's not you, it's me thing. But she didn't even give him a chance. And she went and found the next boy and went steady with him.
Yeah. She, like, walks away and she's like, fine, I don't even need to hear your excuse. And turns around to the boy that's behind her and is like, hey, so-and-so, you want to go steady? Like, Janice.
Yeah.
You're setting yourself up for failure.
Power but... or something. Mm-hmm. And then Lucy is still single, and she's annoyed at the beginning because Mary and Wilson are making out.
Sucking face.
Tonsil hockey.
Ew. Ooh. I don't like that.
I hate everything about it.
Yeah.
And they're just, they don't even care. And Lucy's like, what do I got to do my homework in privacy or like in quiet?
While they're making out.
So she goes into the kitchen and her mom and dad are making out.
Oh, yeah.
Over a bowl of ice cream.
That they're sharing.
Like, just each get your own ice cream.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and then, so then she, so she's at school and she's got a locker buddy. Mm-hmm. And like a new locker neighbor, I guess. And he's wearing like a Letterman jacket. And he closes his locker one day and he's like, are we just going to keep being locker buddies and not introduce ourselves? And she's like, oh, hi, I'm Lucy Camden. And Mary's like, you watch out for him. He's nothing but a player.
Yeah, his name is Charlie Binks. So right. I'm assuming he's Mrs. Binks's grandson.
I hope so. Like, I hope that comes full circle and we find out more. So she thinks he likes her, or like maybe they're flirting. And he calls her one night and says, hey, could you do me a favor? And she's like, yeah, anything. And he says that he has a note that he needs to give to this girl, but it wouldn't be in good taste for him to do it. So he's like, if I put it in your locker, will you give it to her? And she's like, yeah, okay. And then we never know what the letter says, but Lucy gives it to this girl and she reads it and is offended.
Yeah, her face, she's just like, ugh.
Like, it's probably a breakup letter.
Yeah, maybe. But, like, do your own dirty work, Charlie.
Nope, not for Charlie. And then he calls Lucy Peaches. And she's like, why? And he's like, it's because of that peachy complexion.
Like, it's so off-putting.
It's, don't ever refer to me as a, I was going to say as a corn.
Oh.
Because when I hear peaches, I think peaches.
Peaches and cream?
Cream. Cream corn, and then I think lumpy, and then I think cellulite, and anyway, that's where I went.
Well, I'll never call you peaches. So there is standing in front of her locker at the end, and like after she's done this whole letter thing, and she's like, will you do me a favor? Will you kiss me? And so he's like, well, will it be your first kiss? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, no, some good guy's gonna come along and kiss you, peaches.
Oh.
Like, nasty.
Yeah, like Lucy, he was just using you.
Yeah, I just wrote Annie and Eric feeding each other ice cream. Gross.
It was so gross. It was. And then
should we talk about Ruthie?
Yeah.
So Ruthie and this boy, so she's in kindergarten.
No, grade one now.
Grade one, sorry. Are playing in the school yard, and they're playing Xena
Princess Warrior. Princess.
Is it Princess Warrior or Warrior Princess? I think it's Princess Warrior. You're right.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it that much. Mm. Like, I think it was on cable and I didn't get cable.
Right.
And so...
like her and a bunch of other girls.
Yeah. They're playing Xena, Princess Warrior. And this other little boy, like, tackles her and kisses her.
Because, yeah, they, like, hold him prisoner in mm-hmm. this game. And he's like, I'm going to get revenge. And then he kisses her. And then she's like, now I'll get revenge. And she chases him and she kisses him.
Right in front of Mrs. Rainey.
The old teacher who accused her of being
in a gang.
A gangster.
Yeah. So now
she.
Yeah. I was going to say now she's a slutty gangster. And so she sends home a letter from the school and with Ruthie that she needs to get signed by Annie and Eric.
Mm-hmm.
And Ruthie's avoiding Annie and Eric because they're upset because of what Matt did, which we'll get into in a minute. But she finally brings the letter down to them. And the letter says that if Annie and Eric would like a meeting with the parent board, they could get one because this might be considered sexual harassment. And then Ruthie's like, well, he kissed me first. And I'm like, oh, man.
Like, they're putting a lot of, like, non-child terms on these very young children.
Yeah. Like, yeah, like the whole episode where Matt had a joint and, no, sorry, Matt had a beeper and the other guys had
Is this microphone plugged in?
Yes. Right there.
Then how is this light plugged in?
Into the wall.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I just saw it and I was like, that's weird. One thing isn't plugged in.
My computer doesn't have as many ports as yours. Mm-hmm. So okay. The light's got to get plugged into the wall. Anyways, yes, they are putting lots of like heavy terms on these children.
Yeah.
So they go back to school the next day and they're trying to play Xena Princess Warrior. And this little boy who did the kissing must have like talked to his parents about it with his note. And he says that he can't play anymore.
Because Xena is a plain old, male bashing. Oh, boy. That kid's going to have a hard time.
Yeah. Also, the Xena noise isn't appropriate.
No, it sounds like a very inappropriate, racist
noise.
Noise. That's all we'll say. So then Mary.
Oh, yeah, Mary. So Mary and Wilson are making out hardcore.
I hated everything about it. I don't think I ever did that. Like, where I made out with...
in front of my sibling.
That's what I mean. Like...
my brother would have been like, you guys are fucking gross.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah. And then, like, Lucy goes and tells Eric, and then Eric comes in, and he's trying to get their attention by clearing his throat, and they're just... they don't hear him. They're
still
just...
making out.
Sloppy, wet kissing. Ugh. And then he finally gets his face in their face, and Mary's not... appalled or embarrassed, or
she's just like, what?
She's like, we're a little busy here. Like, she would have just kept making out.
Yeah.
And Eric says, you know, I just think this is getting a little hot and heavy. You know, maybe you could do a little bit less of this.
Yeah, a little bit less making out.
Yeah. And Wilson right away is like, I'm so sorry, you're right.
Yeah. So he basically, Eric basically says no kissing and sends Wilson home.
Yeah.
So then Wilson rolls up the next day.
Well, first, Mary gets mad at Eric and says, people kiss. You and Mom kiss all the time. And he's like, we're married, which problematic. Yeah. But.
Because we're not married.
Yeah.
So no more kissing.
God. Really got to work on that divorce.
Yeah, I do.
And yeah, she's like, it's not a big deal. Like. I want to make out with him. The way she's comfortable being so intimate in front of her parents makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's fair. But like, they're trying to make it like cool, like they're cool Christian family.
Yeah.
So Wilson shows back up like the next day. I don't know, later that night. Unclear.
Some other time.
And he wants to talk to Mary. And so he breaks up with her. But, like, his reason for breaking up with her is because her dad was right. And, like, he knows that kissing can lead to babies.
Yeah.
And so.
Sure.
Because that's the path.
Yeah.
So he basically states that he knows what kissing can lead to and he doesn't want him to get those urges.
And Mary's like, when will you stop taking my dad's side? You're acting like a parent. And he's like, I am a parent.
Like, okay
you have a toddler.
Yeah, like, and you're 16.
Yeah.
And then she says, she's like, I don't want to have sex. And I don't want to have sex with you. Like, why does everybody just keep assuming that I just want to have sex? Like, I don't know.
She's not wrong.
No, I like this character.
Yeah. And Wilson just can't put himself in that position. Oh, and then she's like, you know what? Maybe I do want to date someone a little more bad. And he's like, I am bad, Mary. I am bad. I did some bad things and I'm trying to be good.
He has a kid to prove how bad he is. Like, teen pregnancy, badass.
Yeah. So they break up, devastating.
And this is the second time they've broken up, right? Because didn't he try to break up with her?
I think she tried to break up with him.
Because didn't he say something about like he's like, you know, he's getting too many feelings and he knows what'll like he's worried because the last time this happened, his
he just can't keep his dick in his pants.
Baby mama died.
Yeah.
And he can't keep his dick in his pants.
Yes. And so I don't know the whole thing. So then Mary is like later talking to Lucy. She's like, you know, I think it's actually like good because Wilson was like a very good kisser. And I just want to like kiss a bunch of other boys because maybe they'll be even better.
Yeah. She said that Wilson was a better kisser than
Jeff.
Shoot. Jeff. Yeah. Matt's friend.
Yeah.
And maybe there's other people out there that are even better than Wilson.
So, I mean, yeah. Keep your options open.
Yeah. Like, different isn't always better, Mary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah. So the piece de resistance
is Matt.
The real kicker here is Matt gets a letter and he rips it open and it's from.
We assume it's from Heather. We don't know.
Right.
We
don't know what it says, but he's reading it, flipping pages.
And he's so mad he kicks the waste basket.
I literally said, Dear John Letter, kicks basket.
I call it a waste basket because that's what Americans call it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if you're American, write in and let us know. But I think.
Do you say waste basket?
Yeah, or garbage.
I say garbage can.
Yeah, I think they say waste basket.
Waste receptacle.
Yeah, the refuse.
The refuse.
So he's frantically searching for money.
So he needs to go to her.
Yeah.
So he is in California and he needs to get himself to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Where the only school for the deaf and hard of hearing exists in America. So, and again, this entire storyline could have been solved with a cell phone.
Hundy P.
Anyway, so he needs money. He doesn't have any. He goes into Ruthie and Simon's room and he's like, I need money. What have you got? And Simon has $87
and like and some change.
Yeah. Yeah. And Ruthie has five.
She's got a $5 bill. And so she, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a five.
So Simon is like, Matt, turn around because he's got to go into his like secret spot.
Yeah.
So Matt turns around and they sees Ruthie and he's like, hey, do you have any money?
And what does she do?
She pulls it out of her
tank, her bralette,
where somebody who might have breasts and chooses to wear a bra would perhaps keep money.
She's six.
Like, this is what I'm saying. She's six.
It would have slid right down her flat chest.
Yeah. Yeah. So she turns around, reaches in front of the camera, facing the camera. Reaches into the top of her shirt, digs around for a second, and pulls out a $5 bill.
Yeah, like it was in her bra. Did you ever keep like your cell phone in your bra? I remember
all the time
going to the bar because our jeans were so tight.
Then they don't make pockets for women. They don't make practical pockets in pants made for bodies with uteruses.
No, they don't. And like. Like, I would even if I was wearing, like, I like to wear, like, American Eagle jeans.
Oh, yeah.
Or I wore silvers for a long time. Like, even in my back pocket, like, I'd have my wallet in my back. I don't know. Like, it just.
So, not set up for success.
No. Now my phone's gigantic. Could you imagine what it would look like in my bra?
And I think, like, low-riding jeans were trendy.
Yeah. 100%, so that's all I wore.
That even took up very precious pocket inventory space.
Yeah. Like our front, like the front pockets.
Maybe a toonie would fit in.
We're 100% useless. I could maybe have a lip chap on its side.
Yeah, but it might pop out.
But it might pop out and then you're screwed. But yeah, so if you weren't going to keep your, so more than once I have, because I used to keep my cell phone in my back pocket. If it's fallen into the toilet while pulling up my pants or down my pants. And then also I've sat on it and, like, cracked the screen. It.
Yeah.
So, yeah, your bra was the safest spot. So maybe Ruthie's got something going on here.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, six-year-olds should be pulling fivers out of their
It was just very distasteful. Bras. I didn't like it.
No.
So Matt needs money. So then he goes to Lucy and Mary. Mary has no money. She spent it all. Lucy has $2.
$2, yeah.
And so then he goes into the kitchen and he pulls out the coffee tin where you keep your spare money.
Like, I didn't, so they didn't really follow up with that. Like, they didn't follow up with the fact that he stole family money, but like, where, what was this coffee tin full of money?
It's like the emergency fund, maybe the grocery money.
He stole the grocery money.
Yeah, like, they're on a single income.
I guess, and like, they probably don't have debit cards. It's 1997.
You're right.
So
the coffee can of money, he takes that out, and then he calls. It's like, it brought back so many memories. He called the, what do you call the operator? He called the operator and said, give me the number for American Airlines or an airline. And then he calls and he said, I need, how much is a ticket to Philadelphia? And he's looking at his money and he's like, oh, well, how far can I get with
$153?
Oh, good. I'm glad you wrote that down. So
he can get to Indianapolis
for $45.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just, in what world can you fly? I don't know where Indianapolis is in relation to California, but it's not close. I know that. Like, it's not.
Yeah. Like, we got those flights to Winnipeg, which is like a 14-hour drive.
Yeah. For $400.
Well, 2 years ago, we got them for $62 one way on like a super Uber. Nobody's flying because it's COVID. Please fly with us sale.
Yeah.
But even still, like.
Yeah. So he gets on a, so he calls from the airport. He doesn't leave a note. He doesn't say anything. He calls. So Eric at one point's like, where's Matt? And he's like, oh, he's just out with friends. So he phones from the airport and he answers. And he said, Mom, Heather wrote me a letter and broke up with me. And she said, oh, like, honey, I'm so sorry. Why don't you come home and we'll talk about it? And he said, no, I've got to reach out to her.
Get to her.
And she's like, of course, but like, let's talk about it first. Just come home. And then he's like, I can't. I'm at the airport. I'll call you when I can.
Click.
From a payphone. Like, I don't even know if you had star 69 then.
I don't know either.
Where you could call and find out the number.
Even if you did, like, he's getting on a plane and leaving. Like,
yeah, I guess, yeah. So he now is at a...
He's in Indianapolis, yeah. And he still can't afford. So now he's at a bus stop, bus
terminal,
and he's going to get on a, he has enough money to take a bus to Pittsburgh.
Right. He said, because where's Pittsburgh?
In Pennsylvania, same as Philadelphia, but I don't know how far apart they are.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's like, how much is a ticket to Pennsylvania? No, to Philadelphia. And the guy's like, it's more money than you've got. And he's like, okay, well, how far can I get with this? And he's like, you can get to Pittsburgh. No, to where?
Do you want me to? So it's, so Pittsburgh to Philadelphia is 5 hours.
Okay. So.
So he's in Indianapolis and he's going to take a bus to Pittsburgh, but then he still has another 5 hours to go.
Which is so funny because so then he's at the bus station. He's waiting for his bus. He puts some, he looks at his hand to see how much coin and change he has. And he puts it in the coffee machine.
Okay, there's Indianapolis.
Yeah. Oh, Cincinnati, Columbus.
There's Pittsburgh. And there's Philly.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's quite the.
So he flew from California, which is way over here.
Yeah, for $45, there's no way. Not even in 1998 or 1997, whatever. So he then, excuse me, he then gets the world's hottest coffee from this vending machine.
Vending machine coffee's not hot. I don't think.
I beg to differ if you're Matt in the 90s. Yeah. And then he goes to get a granola bar out of the vending machine. And this man who is experiencing homelessness, mm-hmm. who is unhoused in a very stereotypical, distasteful way.
Yeah, like his face is dirty. He's wearing a ratty toque and he's living in the bus station.
Right.
Like,
and he's like got a, I don't know, 5-day no shave beard.
Yeah.
So he's like, I wouldn't get that if I were you. And Matt rips it open and like breaks his tooth.
Yeah. He's like, ugh. Like,
and he's like, I told you.
They're the hardest granola bars.
That's been in there for years. So he drinks his coffee. And then I think this is so offensive. He like takes another sip of his coffee, but his tooth is too sore. And he just gives the cup to the man who is experiencing homelessness.
And then throws out the granola bar.
Like, get out of here. That's rude. Mm-hmm. And what has he eaten now? How? It's been a full day.
Yeah.
And now he has no more money.
And now he's got a 5-hour bus ride ahead of him.
So he gets off the bus.
No, sorry. He's got a bus ride from Indianapolis to Pittsburgh. He still has to get to Philly. He doesn't know how he's going to get there. So yeah.
Well, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Should we talk about the Annie and Eric like interrogating the other kids?
Oh, right. Yeah.
So they like figure out that what Matt's doing and they sit everyone down.
How would he have gotten this money? How could he afford a flight?
Yeah. And they're like, and Lucy's like, well, I gave him $2. And Ruthie's like, well, I gave him $5. And Eric's like, well, he didn't get to Philadelphia on $7. And Simon's like, oh, I had $86.30.
Yeah.
And they were like, what? How did you have $86? Like, I think $86 in 1997 was quite a bit.
Yeah, that's double the cost of a flight.
Yeah, that's fair.
I cannot stop choking on my water, and I'm so sorry.
Have another sip. Will that help?
I don't think so. I don't want to risk it.
Okay, so also, though, did you catch when Eric... like, shames Annie for, like...
Yeah, she calls him out and says, I get it. You think if you were home and took that call from Matt, you would have been able to stop him or you would have known where he was going.
Yeah.
And...
like, shut up, Eric.
Yeah, like...
like, he basically says... he says something like, well, I wasn't the one that took the call. Like, whoa.
Careful.
Yeah, like, does this show with show end with Annie leaving him?
Should
11 seasons from now?
Yeah. So then they go back to Matt, who's got his jacket flung over his shoulder. He's stumbling around the road. He's on some dusty highway.
And he like looks up and it says like Philly, I don't know, 300 miles.
Yeah.
And so like
he looks and he hitchhikes. There's a car coming and he puts his thumb out. And the car pulls up, but you never see the driver's face.
No,
and
I was like, blacked out.
Okay, well, now this is where Matt dies.
Yeah.
So he ends up making it to her college or her school.
Yeah.
And he's ringing the doorbell or like the buzzer to her unit. So by this point, Matt or Annie and Eric have talked to Heather's mom. And she's going to let her know to like look for Matt and to call as soon as he gets there.
Yeah. And then they've also decided that they're going to call the bus station and Matt doesn't have any money or anything. And so they're going to put him on a bus from Philly to Glen Oak, that would be like going from Toronto to Calgary.
Yeah.
It's a 3-day bus ride. And like, he still doesn't have any food and like, there's no email money transfers. How's he gonna?
Yeah. How would you do that back then? Wire transfer?
I guess wire transfer. But like, if you don't even have a bank account anywhere,
and
like,
he's a minor, he's only 17.
Yeah, like I don't know. So they were gonna put him on a bus for 3.5 days with no food to get back. They're gonna prepay for his ticket.
Yeah. And so Matt shows up, he's hitting this buzzer, he's weak, he can't even stand it, and Heather comes out and they hug, and we don't know exactly what happens next.
Then the next scene with them is they're like sitting, it's the next day.
Yeah.
And they're sitting out on
a bench,
park bench.
And
it's Heather, it's this guy.
Oh, that's right. Heather and this man are sitting on this bench and he says he signs something and then they kiss.
Yeah.
So like dun dun dun. And Matt is there and Matt shakes the guy's hand and he said, thanks so much for letting me crash at your place last night.
So he had to stay at the new boyfriend's house.
Oh. Awkward. Mm-hmm. So he then sits with Heather and he's like, are you sure? Like, I don't understand what this guy has that I don't.
And she says, well, he has a deaf sister, and so he knows the community.
I just want to point out that yesterday when we reported, you said he knows the lifestyle. And I was like, I don't think you could call deaf and hard of hearing a lifestyle.
I'm sorry.
It'd be like saying like our gay lifestyle. It's a great lifestyle.
It's a pretty great lifestyle.
Yeah, she says, you know, his sister is deaf.
That's why we re-record.
Yeah. And so he just knows the community and the culture.
He knows how to sign, even though Matt was learning.
Yeah. And she said, it just feels right. And he's like, and you're sure? And she's like, yeah.
Like, you shouldn't have come here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, do you want to wait here? And he's like, no, I better get to the bus. My bus leaves in 7 hours.
He's going to go sit at the bus station for 7 hours.
With like, and maybe this is problematic, but like with no cell phone, what's he going to do?
He can't even, he's going to read labels and talk to people. Be social.
Okay. Yeah. Get a newspaper.
Yeah. Well, he can't afford one. He can't even afford to eat.
Yeah. Maybe like, somebody would just give him.
Heather, make him a meal. Maybe somebody will drink a smoking hot coffee and just give him the cup after. So lo and behold.
So he goes and he's like, oh, there's supposed to be a ticket here for me under Camden. And he's like, no, there's no ticket here.
And he's like, oh, my dad said he would call. Like, so now he's kind of panicking. And you turn around and there's Eric. Eric wasn't going to let him have a 3.5-day bus ride alone with a broken heart. And they're going to fly back.
Yeah, let's fly home. And so he hugs him. He's like, let's go home, Matt. And then they go home.
This is like, didn't Matt have some sort of the crisis with the joint when no one was listening to him and they had to go get him from the church? Like,
and said, two let's go home,
ago?
Matt. I just think, like, in today's world, we'd have like Find My Phone. I would just like track device.
Yeah. And like if they ditched it, like now they've ditched their phone. So
yeah,
I guess you could turn off Wi-Fi.
It's just, yeah. What a time.
1997.
To receive a Dear John letter.
And have to get across the country.
To visit your deaf or hard of hearing.
$153. Yeah. Anyways.
But it was good.
Yeah, it was a good one.
What do we got happening next week?
Girls just want to have fun. Lucy makes plans to go to the mall with her friends, but Mary suspects she's up to no good.
Ooh.
I know.
Also, we have now released, I think, 3 episodes.
Yep.
Over on our, we have 2 different subscription services. One is Patreon and one is Supercast. Uh-huh. And it's just under a lesbian recap.
Because who knows what we're going to read?
Who knows? We don't want to limit ourselves.
Yeah.
But if you are liking the work that we do, if you need more Lindsay and Carling, if you are just wanting to, I ran out of reasons.
Wanting to support us.
Wanting to support the work that we do, then you can join it and get instant access to our current 3 episodes. We're going to record another one this weekend. And we're doing kind of like a deep dive on the actors and bits of the show that honestly has been really interesting.
Yeah, it has.
I didn't know that it would be that interesting.
Me neither. Barry Watson's name
is not Barry.
Just Barry.
So of the people we've done a deep dive on, somebody was a pyromaniac as a kid. Somebody was very into musical theater.
Somebody's got some wild, like, small print, fine print in their prenup.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's weird. Yeah. But anyway, check it out. And follow us over on TikTok and Instagram because we post clips of the show and clips of us recording. You're going to get to see this funny hairstyle that's happened to me over the last few hours.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's because it's toque season where it's, like, cold enough that I want to cover my head sometimes, but my hair is at the length where once I put a toque on.
That's not my experience. I never want to wear a toque.
Oh, it's so comfortable. I want a toque on all the time.
It's so hot and itchy. And I think I look funny. I look like a penis head.
I can confirm you do not. All right. Well, I hope this recording worked. So if you're listening to it, yay.
Yay.
Okay.
For the third time.
Yeah. That's a try. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
So find us anywhere you get your podcasts at Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap.